An Insight Into. Our Insight Into article is in every magazine. We ask a member of staff a set of questions so that we can get to know them a bit better. In this issue, we have been talking to Elizabeth Moody. She is the Executive Director of Nursing and Governance for CHUVI and is based at Lanchester Road Hospital in Durham. What is the best thing about your job? Being invited into other people's lives and hopefully being able to make a difference. Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time? Looking back at the last 10 years, I've seen both family and work life change beyond anything I have imagined. I'm excited to see what the next 10 have in store and will be content as long as my family and I remain both happy and healthy. What was your first job? Where and what did it involve? I worked in a day centre for Gateshead Council, providing activities for people who had been discharged from hospital and were recovering from mental health conditions. This is where I first became aware of mental health nursing as a career choice and what led me to apply for training. Whose picture did you have pinned on your wall as a teenager? David Bowie in his Ziggy Stardust days, Adamant and Robert Smith in The Cure. Some may not spot a bit of a theme here. How did you like to spend your leisure time? Last year, my husband finally persuaded me to get our first dog. We now have two gorgeous Dobermans who are much harder work and more tying than our children ever were. But I love to walk and spend time with them. I found having dogs opens up a whole new social life. What was the last book you read? Elizabeth is Missing, Not Me, by Emma Healy. It's told from the point of view of an old woman who is suffering from dementia and whose thoughts shift between the present, where she thinks her friend Elizabeth is missing, and the past. I thought it was insightful and well written, and as someone who has known close relatives with this condition, I found it both heartbreaking and funny. Where did you spend your last holiday? 1 week in the Canary Islands, followed by a week at Gladstonebury.